Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking about health and wellness, which is so important. We do talk about it a lot. My guest is Bonnie Templeman, who began her health career many years ago as an operating room technician, which I find very fascinating. I'm surprised you left that field. Today, she is a proud health and wellness educator with Shackley for the past 30 years. So you have a little bit of knowledge about Shackley. She is a graduate from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and her focus is integrative nutritional health. Bonnie's business and motto is embrace one change. Bonnie Templeman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm so excited to be here today.
I am so excited to have you here. You are so delightful, and I'm so blessed to know you. And I was going to say that at the end of the show, but I really want to say that it really is a privilege to know somebody like you that has so much knowledge and education.
Oh, thank you. You're going to make me cry. It's a privilege to know you too.
We'll cry through the whole show together, because okay. I'm feeling a little emotional today.
Oh yeah, okay.
A little bit. So now I thought you were from Missouri. Did you go to school in Missouri?
No, my husband and I lived a year and a half in Missouri after we were married, and then we moved to Massachusetts. He was transferred to the East Coast.
Okay, but you were originally from Indiana.
Originally, yep.
Okay.
Born there, grew up there.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know anybody in central?
Yes.
It's central USA?
Midwest.
Midwest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear your accent every now.
Yeah,
like now and again come out.
Yeah, it does. When I hear myself on the phone, any recordings, it's like, oh my goodness, is that me?
Oh, because you almost feel like you have a southernness about you, like a southern belle.
But it's really. People from the south really sound a lot different. So
they do, but you have the southern aura.
Okay.
You have a gentle nature. You're a little bit shy. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
So your husband transferred here to the East Coast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you decided that the South Shore was the place you wanted to move to?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Right. We picked the South Shore because his boss lived on the South Shore.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of why we migrated
down
this
way. Did he like commute to Boston or something?
He did, not in the beginning, but he did.
Yeah.
Yes, for 20 years he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I know. We wanted to be closer to Boston. So this is why we chose. We looked in lots of different areas, but we love Plymouth, and you live in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. America's hometown.
America's hometown, I know. I really do love living in Plymouth.
I do too.
Even in the summer with all the touristy stuff.
Yes.
You know, I still love living here because I feel like I have power because I know where the side streets are. And
that's
I know what I can dodge, you know.
Exactly.
Ooh, they won't know that because they're not from here.
That's right.
Okay, so now you completely changed your career path. You were an operating room technician. How long did you do that for?
I did that for 5 years. And
what was that shift? Why did you change out of that career?
Well, I'm not really sure. I went to school to be a cosmetologist. Yes, when we lived in actually St. Charles, Missouri, which is outside of St. Louis. We lived there for a year and a half before we moved to Massachusetts. And during that time, I worked a little bit in the OR there. And then I decided that I, you know, had a talent to be, you know, to do hair and this type of thing. So I
went. Did you finish your degree?
I did.
Because I'm a dropout.
I did. And you know,
proudly am a beauty school dropout.
Well, what happened is when we moved to Massachusetts, I didn't complete the 15 hours, but Massachusetts required 1,000 hours for cosmetologists at that time.
Oh.
So I did, you know, move on to get my license in Massachusetts.
And you really focused on hair and not the facials and that kind of stuff.
Right. But I chose not to go do that it. Direction. I had a job all lined up in a beauty shop, and I said, and you know, I don't want to be doing something standing on my feet all day.
Oh.
So that's kind of why I migrated away from the OR, too.
Okay. All right. And then you migrated into Shackley.
Well, I migrated into retail through my husband.
Okay.
And he had retail jewelry stores, not right away, but, you know, migrated into that, and I would go in and work with him on the weekends in retail. So that was my door opening to that world, and it also helped to, you know, kind of be a little more outgoing and approach a stranger.
And then get you out of that comfort zone and make you do something a little bit scary.
Exactly. But it was fun because it was just a fun place to be.
Yeah.
You know, we worked together, you know, his partners.
Well, who doesn't want to work with jewelry?
I know.
I would love to interview somebody for jewelry. I used to work with jewelry, too.
Yeah.
I did a couple of different places, and I loved it. So you kind of, how did you get into the Shackley?
Well, a neighbor had gotten involved in it, and I didn't really know her, but she invited me to a get-together and mentioned something about they have a program that has a money-back guarantee that you'll feel better in a month. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go. And she said, bring some other people. So I brought the neighbor across the street, the neighbor next door, and we all went. And that's what I bought. You know, I bought their vitamins and their protein powder, and I was taking another brand of vitamin at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really feel any different. And having worked in surgery, I used to fall asleep on the couch every night after dinner because it was such a demanding job.
Oh, yeah.
And when I started the Shackley products, that changed. I could stay awake later. My fingernails stop splitting and peeling in layers.
You know what? I want to ask you about the fingernail thing because, you know, with all due respect, I'm like, you know, your fingernails, what does that, who cares? I mean,
yes.
I have fake nails anyway, so
right.
Mine do crack and split. But does that mean that there's something else happening in your body?
I assume so, definitely. And, you know, and I've grown to learn that, you know, nutrition really plays a huge, huge, you know, effect in our health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, we all know that.
We all know it, but do we connect that really?
Yeah.
You know, with some of the symptoms that
and
we
who's
have.
Taking action and who's not?
Right.
Who's
right.
making the changes? Now, have you ever thought about going back to any of those other previous careers?
Well, that's an interesting question. Yes. You know, there was a time, probably I would say about 10 years ago, that I was really taking a serious look at where I was going in my life and what I wanted to have happen. And you know, I was thinking, you know, I was trained to work in surgery. I was good at it. I liked it. You know, maybe I should kind of seek that out again. And so I did. I went to, it was then Jordan Hospital, and put in an application. Got an interview. An interview. She took me on the tour of the surgery suite, and
something clicked.
It gave me my answer that this is not where I want to be.
Sometimes you need to walk that path.
Exactly.
Just a little bit.
Right.
Take a little dip and see if the water is suiting you fine, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you really do need to do that.
Right.
And then, like you said, the answers were clear.
They were very clear.
Mm.
You know, I mean, and I, you know, it was good for the time. And, you know, I feel that I did learn a lot, you know, there. And I think we learn a lot on everything that we get ourselves involved in through our life journey.
Now, oh my gosh, we almost have to go to break already.
Oh, good.
I know. Your shyness is kicking in. Stop it. You're doing great. Now, you've been with Shackley for over 30 years.
Yes.
Has there, you know, ever been another company that has sort of tempted you to leave Shackley?
No.
And I think that is fascinating. You've been, I mean, it's a long time, and you feel so endeared to the product and what they stand for and what's in the products.
Mm-hmm. And the company.
And the company. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when did you feel confident enough to start selling it? How long were you actually using it?
Oh, a couple of years, probably. Maybe less than that. I didn't want a business.
You wanted fun money, I read somewhere.
I wanted fun money. It was my fun money. Mm-hmm. And but I wasn't looking for a business.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We have lots to share with you today. My guest is Bonnie Templeman, and you can go to bonnietempleman.com to see her business, which is basically Embrace One Change, which I love. Mm-hmm. So I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
What if you could be a leader, be more health conscious, and provide a safer and cleaner environment for your family all at the same time? Bonnie Templeman has been with Shackley for over 30 proud years, and she can help you attain a healthy lifestyle and build an environmentally friendly team. Shackley stands by their exceptional product line, and they stand by you. Contact Bonnie at btempleman.com to get started on a better path of health and well-being and become the leader you've always dreamed of being. Visit btempleman.com today. Come embrace one change today. If the idea of cleaning your home is unpleasant or you just can't find the time, the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company is here for you. Their friendly employees are hardworking and dedicated to exceeding your expectations. At the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company, they conveniently service the South Shore and Cape Cod. They can accommodate cleaning for you weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or even help you with a special one-time cleaning. Email Claudia at thesistersmaid@gmail.com or call 508-360-4892 today.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. What a great song.
Love it.
The song gives me goosebumps still to this day. I love John Mayer. I love that he has a message in his song. And the reason I wanted to play that right now is because, you know, your business is Embrace One Change. Mm-hmm. And I don't like waiting for other people. I don't want to wait for anybody. I mean, I'll wait in line patiently, obviously, and I'll be polite. But I don't want to wait to change something positive. I don't want, if there's something negative, I really want to make a change right away. And I think that that's a really important message. And I want you to share with me, what do you feel, how did you come up with Embrace One Change?
Well, what it says about me is that, you know, change is a real part of life. Mm. And at some point, you know, I started to realize that that is what life is about. Nothing stays the same.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't.
No. And
which is a good thing.
It is a good thing. It can be a good thing or not. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, it's about how we choose to think of it and look at a situation and react into the change that happens in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose to keep taking one step at a time forward and to persevere and persist. And I don't like feeling awful.
Yeah,
you know?
Or tired after dinner when you come home from work.
Exactly.
Sluggish.
Exactly.
You always have a lot of energy.
And
you look really healthy. Like,
well,
you're one
you.
Of the healthiest people I know.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not that healthy. Like, I'm healthy. But I, you know, I drink wine. I smoke cigars.
Well, hey. You got to live.
You know, I mean, I try to do it in moderation.
Yeah.
You know, you're very healthy. Was anything about your inside, other than your nails and then falling asleep, that was really the only thing?
Well, I had adult acne, too.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I had that. It took a little while for that to clear, but, you know, I started on a path of reading more about, you know, what vitamins can help skin.
Mm.
And when I would read, you know, an acne article and it said, gee, B complex is good, zinc, you know, I would
vitamin D.
Yes, and I would add.
And you just slowly started adding things to your mm-hmm. own diet and seeing the change.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you see the change and you're taking the action,
right,
and you're seeing the change, you can't help but share that with other people.
Right.
Yeah. And how you know, you're a little bit shy, though. So you're like way out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Sitting with me right now.
Yes.
But I'm holding your hand all the way through it.
Yes. And I have a piece about it, too. So
Yeah.
I prepared myself.
You prepared. Okay. Now, what do you love about being an entrepreneur?
Well, I think the freedom, the flexibility of not working for someone, you know, of working for myself, which has its challenges. And, you know, through the years, I've, you know, gradually learned a little here, a little there, how to harness my time and my energy to do the activities that are income-producing activities. You know,
isn't there a name for that?
A name for what? Income-producing activities?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. There's like a little catchphrase for that. I can't think of it right now.
There probably is. Mm-hmm. I probably should put that on my...
I want to write that down right now, actually.
Yes.
Income activities.
So...
Basically anything that is producing the income, right?
Yes. Or could lead to that. Or, you know, yes. Yeah. So the self-discipline of, and you know, too, you know, you're an entrepreneur and, and you know,
it's great to be able to work out of your home office and take your puppy for a walk in the middle of the day and things like that. Yeah.
Well, not today in the middle of the day, too hot, but we did it this morning.
Yeah. Well, now, what do you think is one of your biggest accomplishments since you've been with Shackley?
Oh, since I've been with Shackley? I think probably personal growth. It's hard to say one specific thing, but, you know, the shy thing has certainly changed because I wanted to change. And, you know, I work on, you know, getting out of my comfort zone and have done that through the years, picking up that, you know, 50-pound phone and, you know, making those phone calls.
Oh, my God, 50-pound phone. You know, I just saw something on TED Talks this morning, and it was about how you're never going to feel like doing it.
Right.
So you got to get over it.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to feel like doing it.
Exactly. Feel the fear and do it anyway. There is a book with that title.
Feel the fear. Mm-hmm. Mm. What book are you reading right now?
Oh, well.
More than one, right?
Yeah, more than one. Yeah. I don't know if I can say this on the air.
What?
The name of the title? You want the title?
I don't know. Is there a swear in it?
There is.
Oh, okay. So don't say it.
Okay.
I mean, we could bleep you out here on the video, but I don't know if we can bleep you.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. We'll talk about it over break, and then we'll mention it when we come back. So stay with us after the break.
Okay.
Now, who is the ideal person? Because you really do want to build a team. You have a team, but you want to really build it. And actually, no, I want to correct that. You want to help other people build their teams.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who's the ideal person? Because I feel like if there's somebody shy listening right now and they want to change their health and they want to start a new business or change from a business they're in, maybe.
Sure.
And they want the environmentally conscious type of business. Mm-hmm. They would be an ideal person for you.
Right.
Somebody that might be shy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you can relate to your clients and not your clients, your team.
Right.
By having that extensive experience and wisdom, all the things that you've learned, I think it's really key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my ideal person, somebody like me, I guess, because I do believe that we attract what we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, if somebody that you want to work with has, you know, you feel the connection with them that would be a pleasant experience to work with them and help them get what they want, whether it's better health, you know, better income, more income, an amazing future.
Yeah. And you have customers, I want to say this, that I went to one of your events.
Yes, thank you for coming. It was fun to have you.
I was late. Thank you for taking my phone call in the middle of your presentation, by the way. I thought that was shocking. Oh, my God, she's answering the phone. But I was really surprised that the gals that were sitting next to me, I said, oh, so how long have you been taking the Shackley? And they, 20 years, over 20. I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. once people start really taking the product, they can't help it. They stick with it. And then the gal's daughter was also right. doing it. I don't remember their names, but
right.
I think that's really amazing.
Yeah.
It's a testimonial
right.
for the company.
It is.
And
it
the product.
Is. Mm-hmm.
Now, what qualities do you think these people, if there's somebody out there that you can help them build a team, mm-hmm. what qualities do you think they need to have as a team leader? Because a lot of people would answer this many different ways.
Right, right. Probably a lot if I've really thought about it.
A lot of qualities.
Focus.
Think you can have to ADD.
Please, you can. But you have to at some moments.
Not
you know,
that that's funny, but
be able to focus. And because I think you can. I mean, I know I stress myself out more when I jump around to a gazillion different things, trying to at the same time. Like women, I think do.
I
don't think I'm alone there.
I do, but I like to take action. And I can juggle quite a bit, frankly. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. and I can juggle a lot more when the kids are in school. So which is
less distractions.
A lot less, and then mm-hmm. I just have the dogs.
There you go.
But they really need to be positive and assertive.
Yes, assertive.
Or at least they need to want those things.
Right, right.
Because
right.
you've changed over the years.
I have.
You're not that same shy girl.
Right.
So as long as people want and have that desire.
Exactly. That you know, we make our own choices every day.
Okay. Now, real quick before we go to break, how does the training process work? Is it pretty easy? Because you're going to hold their hand all the way through
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as they want to be held. You know, some people are more independent than others. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're all different. We all need different things. And, you know, Shackley is there, you know. I mean, everything on the website, local meetings, webinars, mm-hmm. you know, CDs to listen to. And
everything is simple.
It is. And you take what works for you and then you leave the rest. And mm-hmm. that's, you know, there's so many ways to build that, you know, of course, now with the Facebook and this and that, that's a whole different thing.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about the technology piece of it in a little bit when we come back. Hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Bonnie Templeman, and you can find her at btempleman.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you looking to purchase a home or refinance? One of the biggest misconceptions about mortgage lending is that it doesn't matter where you go, but service and outcome do matter. Stacy Jordan with Benchmark Mortgage and Equal Housing Opportunity, license number 23543, has built a solid reputation for over 16 years. Where there are multiple offers on a property, Benchmark is known for being the respective choice. Let Stacy help you with honest and up-to-date information. Contact her today at stacyjordan.benchmark.us.
Do you yearn to write? Then you are a writer. Hi, I'm Suzette Martinez Standring, syndicated columnist and author of two award-winning writing guidebooks that are used in national journalism courses. Give a written memory as a gift, improve your blog, or get published. Discover where expression can take you. The heart of a writer is more important than the mechanics of writing, which are easy to learn. Book a workshop for your next conference or book a private writing party full of creatively juicy writing exercises and surprises. To learn more, visit my website, readsuzette.com.
Many people are now living past the age of 80, 90, and beyond. Are your teeth going to be with you if you reach 100 years? Preventative dental care is essential if you want to keep your teeth. At Rabini Dental, they pride themselves on providing quality care with the latest technology in a caring and compassionate environment. Call them today, 508-746-4856, for a free consultation to discuss all your dental needs. They're located at 45 Resnick Road in the Plymouth Industrial Park, across from the Colony Place Mall. Visit rabinidental.com.
And welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I was going to say welcome back to the app. My next question is going to be about the app, because we were just talking about the social media.
Oh,
welcome
yes.
back to the app. So we were talking about social media. So Shackley gives you all the tools mm-hmm. on the website, the social media. Mm-hmm. What is the new app? What are they?
Well, it you can do business on your phone. You can, you know, send videos to people. You can send documents to people. You can sponsor someone. You can check your status, where you are, you know, during the month.
I like having the convenience of my phone, but frankly, it's the 4S. Mm. It's time to upgrade. but it's small.
Yeah,
and
mine is too.
I need a computer. I don't not like doing business on my phone. I only do it like if I have to.
Yeah,
I really like to do the majority of it. But nowadays, a lot of people, their phones are much bigger than mine.
Well, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And you
if
know,
it was a bit bigger, it would be easier, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least it's a 4S. At least it's not a 4 or a 3. Okay, now, so let's get back to the nutrition part of it. Why is nutrition so important to you?
Well, you know, our health is everything, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you don't have your good health, I mean, all the money in the world is not going to, you know, matter.
I know. And the thing about your health is that you can't see it.
Right, right. You can't look inside your body and see. And
unless you're Oprah.
Or
work in surgery and go under one of those machines and have them tell you, okay, you're clean, you're this, you're that, no polyps, no nothing.
Yeah.
So it's important even though you can't see it. You got to pay attention to the things that you notice.
Right.
And preventative maintenance is really key.
Mm-hmm,
I think that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. It's really being preventative.
It is. And, you know, recently I was at a lecture at conference and I heard this on my IIN schooling too a year ago, that the U.S. doesn't rank real high in world health. You know, we're number 37, you know, and you know, I think that's kind of sad, you know, in the land of abundance and freedom and so many diseases that are number one diseases. You know, cancer, heart disease, you know, type 2 diabetes are all, you know, start with what we choose to eat every day and do and think and whether we move more or less. Mm-hmm. And you know, it doesn't have to be painful to start on a change to be healthy.
Embrace one change.
That's right.
So what's the first change you would tell somebody?
Well,
or suggest?
To change their mind, to think, you know, I can do this. I'm going to take one step at a time. Eat more vegetables, as an example.
Yeah. I'm lowering my fats, and it's working for me right now.
Yeah.
And I'm doing more than one thing, but I'm lowering that. I'm exercising again.
You're moving your body more.
Drinking more water.
Right.
I've doubled water today.
Yes.
I don't know why. But yeah, I mean, you know, but making small changes doesn't seem so daunting or
That's
heavy.
Right.
It, you know, if you just do a little small change, as you go.
That's right.
It's not as, and it, I think it's important to do one change every, like, what, 13 weeks?
Yep.
Is it 13 days or 13 weeks?
Well, set yourself up on a schedule and measure your progress.
I think it's 21 days. I think it's 21 days.
21 days is a magic number.
It is. So
to make a change.
Yeah. So you keep that change going for 21 days. You can hang on for 21 days, people.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about MLM, because this is a multi-level marketing company, network marketing, direct sales business. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different levels of them. We've talked about this many times in the past. What do you believe is the most important piece of having common sense and etiquette when it comes to being in your business? Because I feel like some people treat it like it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of things are that. I mean, I worked at filing shoe department, so it doesn't get any more dog-eat-dog than that.
Oh, my God.
In the day when it was crazy busy.
That's even worse than the brides. The filing's basement with the bride's dresses. Isn't there a crazy thing that happens there?
Yes.
Oh.
That's probably all past. But, well, I think, you know, think about how would I like somebody to treat me. You know, how would to treat other people like you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And that's a core Shackley thing.
Yeah, if you're putting that out there, that you're aggressive and you're pushy and you're certain things that some people are that are in these types of businesses, you know, you're opening the doors for that stuff to come back to you. You know what I mean? In the same manner. It's just simple, common, good old-fashioned, you know, manners.
It is. And there's enough business for everybody, I believe. You know, it's you know, I've evolved into acceptance of, you know, it is what it is. Do the best you can with what you've got.
And see, and I always thought about, like, you know, when I was in the doing the photo business, I would spread the love because I would know, you know, 10 people in this one industry and five in another and seven in another. And if I saw somebody and I needed a product, I would just buy it from that person. And then the next time I needed it, I'd buy it from the other person. And that's not really the best practice. Why?
Well, you know, being loyal, I think, to a brand, to a store.
To a person.
To a person, if you will. You know, and I think we all have our things that we're loyal to. You know, like, you know, I go to this grocery store because I know where everything is and, you know, type of thing. So
I didn't think I was being disloyal. Well, but I see that now.
I didn't feel
like I was doing anything wrong or bad. I felt like I was spreading the love. You know, and just, you know, sharing whenever I could with whoever I could. But really, it really you need to be loyal to somebody, especially if you love the product and you love the person.
I mean, it's, you know, and that doesn't mean you have to be, but that's, like you say, it's an etiquette thing.
It's an etiquette thing.
You know,
thing.
And if you want to operate that way.
Okay, well, we almost have to go to break, I think. Okay, what do you think is the biggest misconception about the multi-level marketing?
That you're taking advantage of other people, maybe, that it's...
That you're making a killing?
That it's one of those things, and...
You're making a living. You're earning a living.
Right, and you're building a life. You're building a future. You know, it's quality of life. You know, I mean, you know, it's been my experience, and when I first was involved in Shackley, my family, you know, my mom, you know, she thought, oh, you know, but she ended up being one of my best customers. And she called Shackley Vitamins her life preservers.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right. Well, we got to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Bonnie Templeman, and you can find her at btempleman.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you a small business owner utilizing a swipe card system or invoicing with emails as your resource for accepting credit card payments? Did you know there is a more economical way? Central Payment is a local merchant service provider that accepts all major credit cards. Your local account executive, Donna St. Jean, is here to help you. You can lower your percentage rates, and Central Payment is a local provider. Contact Donna with Central Payment at 774-238-6957 6957 for a free consultation today, or connect with Donna on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/Donna C Pay.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Did you know that your skin is the largest organ you have, and anything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body? This includes your makeup. Unique makeup products are incredibly safe, non-toxic, chemical-free, and organic. Unique is made from natural plant dyes and extracts, making it hypoallergenic and safe for almost all skin types. When you use makeup by Unique, you will know what you are putting on and in your body. Make this year all about you. For more information about Unique all-natural makeup, contact Fiona at naturalmakeuplady.com.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, And we have one final segment today with Bonnie Templeman, and her business is Embrace One Change, and she is a proud distributor. I know that's technically what you do, but yeah, a believer. I think you're more of a believer than a distributor of the Shackley product brand. I want to talk about the book. We forgot about the book.
The book.
Yeah, you're reading two right now, and you don't want to say it on air, but I'm going to say it for you. You are a badass. That's the name of the book that you're reading right now?
It is. It is. It's spoke are, to you, me you at the airport.
You can't claim that word shy anymore. You can't claim that anymore. But the book I really wanted you to talk about was, and now I got to go find this other book.
Yeah.
But Blue Zones.
Blue
what,
Zones.
What is that book?
That is a book written by Dan Buettner, and he researches the healthiest people in the world, and he calls them blue zones. Why are they healthy? Because, you know, they live, it's not uncommon to live to be 100 and beyond.
Yeah, even in the U.S. though.
There's a couple in the U.S. and he's creating.
But they're probably transplants.
No,
from the blue zone areas.
not necessarily. Okay. No, but he has a new book, and eating like the healthiest people in the world on the planet. So I think there's a lot to learn from that book, you know, as far as little snippets of, you know, and again, it goes back to, you know, sense of community.
Yeah.
You know, they actually embrace their elderly people in their family, their grandparents, and rather than worrying about, you know, putting them in a nursing home or that type of thing, and they honor them for having lived so long.
Yes.
And they're active, and they move, and they you know, they don't go to the gym.
I sure hope people are going to embrace me.
Yeah
Right.
I think they will,
because if you think about it, you really, if you're not embracing people that are your senior,
yes,
it's what comes around is going to go
around, right? That's right.
I hate to say that out
loud. And having you're working towards getting your health span to meet your lifespan.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of nuggets of wisdom.
Well, that's, you know, I pick them up from here and there and Shackley, and
Now, what is the best advice you ever gave somebody?
I think accepting that you can't change another person.
Oh, that's good.
And to love them where they're at.
Love them where they're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, what do you believe is the most important thing to remember when you're owning your own business?
Oh, gosh.
There's too many things to know.
I
don't think there is one thing.
No, I don't think so either. It's just to keep moving and to keep doing things to grow personally.
Yeah, and you know what I was just going to say? Action.
Action, yes.
I think that the most important thing is action.
Action.
Yeah.
And to take time to reflect, you know, on what your action is bringing you.
Yes.
And don't
reflection
just,
is good.
Don't just keep moving all the time because, you know, like you were showing me the statistics today.
Yes.
Yeah, that's important to look at that.
Yep.
And you know, to discipline yourself to do that.
Yeah, because I have been taking a lot of actions and doing a lot of different things, and now I'm reflecting and looking at numbers, and it is important.
It's a growing process.
Now, who inspires you beyond your family and friends?
Well, my networking friends, you always inspired me from day one. I don't know if you remember.
You're a listener.
When we met.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't know if you remember that.
I don't. I remember that. Did we meet at Work at Wednesday?
No, it was in Marshfield. It was the Green Harbor event that they do every year.
You had your photos. Oh my God, that's where we met.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Chris Jacobs was
beside me. Oh yes. Yeah. That was years ago.
It was, yeah.
And then she was nursing her baby off in the woods.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Chris Jacobs. I miss you. Oh, my gosh. I haven't done that event in a while. That is a really fun event. It's coming up in October, right?
It's already again.
Now, do you have events coming up? Because you do, I just went to a little event that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it wasn't that little. There were like 15, 20 women in the room.
Yeah.
All eager to learn about the Shaklee product line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you have more coming up or nothing planned?
I do. Actually, I just targeted a date at the last Thursday in September. I'm going to do another one.
Oh,
healthy
okay.
living event.
Okay. Same location?
Same location.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. And you'll post that on your website?
I'll post it. Yes.
Okay.
I'll put it on Facebook and Chamber. Okay. The Chamber always is so kind to post my events too.
Okay. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I will have your website up on my website by the time you're listening to this right now.
I promise. Okay.
I promise.
Thank you.
And you know, I want to ask you what on your worst, we all have bad days.
Yes.
Right? We all have bad days. We all have, you know, you said earlier, that was so funny, the 50 pound.
Yes.
Is that what you call it? The 50 pound phone?
Maybe 200 pound.
What motivates you on your worst day?
I think to stop and really notice what I'm feeling. And there's always a reason. And usually it's because I haven't done something to nurture myself, either, you know, what I've eaten or what I've listened to or thought.
Really? Oh, I know, the chatter in our heads.
Yes.
So you attribute a bad day to really the actual physical, what your intake is,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
the not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've always noticed that.
That is interesting. That is interesting.
Mm.
We are almost out of time. I want to ask you, because you are looking to help other people build their teams,
mm-hmm.
What is your biggest strength as a leader?
Because
I could name a few things.
I
don't even work on your team, and I could name a few things.
Oh, well, thank you.
You called me a nurturer.
Before we
started today, I feel like that's one of yours.
Okay.
But go ahead. What were you going to say?
That I do. You know, I help people where they need to be helped.
Mm.
You know, I try not to overstep what they want me to do, but
mm-hmm.
yet think about what they need that they don't know they need,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to help them in that area.
Okay.
So, you know, and to persevere and persist, you know, that, you know, I'll be there when you need me.
Mm-hmm. And I think that one of your gifts is also that you're extremely open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know how long we've known each other
mm.
because it just feels like years.
Mm.
But anyway, well, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you so much.
You were delightful.
You're awesome.
You're delightful. And you got to go check out Bonnie's website. You can find her at btempelman.com or it's Templeman, M-A-N, I just want to say. Or you can just go to the Powerful Women Revealed website and find all the power gals there. We are out of time today, and I want to thank you for listening and supporting all of these powerful women right along with me. To find everybody, you can also go to YouTube. You know, only the last 20 shows or so have been on YouTube. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week. Remember, knowledge is power.